Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to change rather dramatically over the next 4 or 5 days, and we'll likely see a little variety in the sense that some areas will be quite warm and dryish for a little while, and then we'll see a major winter storm bearing down on many areas in the lower and eastern parts of the region. Well, first, we've got a warming trend that's going to be underway. This warm-up will certainly be welcome to quite a few areas. Temperatures will get upwards into the 50s, and perhaps a few readings getting up over 60 degrees in the lower eastern Midwest during the height of the warm-up. The warming trend will occur tomorrow into Friday. We'll likely see those 60-degree readings near the Ohio River. In contrast, it'll be still quite cold in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. In the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, we'll see temperatures tomorrow and on Friday falling back into the positive and negative single-digit readings, mostly positive single digits, and some teens will also occur. Now, some of that cold air will work its way southward into the majority of the western Corn Belt as we get into Friday into Saturday, and that's the reason for the potential for some heavy snow to evolve across some of the western Corn Belt and also the northern areas. We are also expecting that cold air to feed in to a potential severe weather event in the lower eastern Midwest and Delta, maybe a part of the Tennessee River Basin. This too will occur because temperatures are going to be quite cold on the backside of a frontal system and still very warm ahead of it. There may even be some lower 80-degree highs in parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin as we finish out this work week, and similar conditions may occur in the southeast corner of the country as well. And with that contrasting with those temperatures in the teens and 20s in the western Corn Belt, certainly the dynamics of the storm system coming up are going to be quite impressive. The storm system itself will start in the southern plains on Friday into Saturday. The storm system will generate rain and snow both across some of that region. The majority of the precipitation will start off somewhat innocent looking, but we'll see a little band of heavier precipitation beginning to evolve across part of West Texas crop country. But it's really going to be the Delta and the lower eastern Midwest where the heaviest rains will occur, and that's going to be mostly Saturday into Sunday. Some 1 to 3 inch amounts will be occurring in that region with some potential for 4 inches or more possibly. We'll see how the storm system comes together. Now, there will be heavy snow that will develop maybe in parts of the Texas Panhandle and northern Oklahoma, and then go from there into Michigan on the backside of the storm system. It's a little soon to buy into it completely, but there's certainly enough cold air in the plains to support the event. The question is where the track of the heaviest snow is going to be precisely, and we'll know more about that in another day or two. Right now, we'll be very conservative with the snowfall and run it from 3 to 8 inches, but I have to be real honest with you, there's potential for much greater snowfall than that in a narrow band across the region. We'll keep an eye on that over the next day or so. Once the storm system is out of the way, late this weekend, we'll see colder air moving through the Midwest. Their temperatures will come back down into something that's a little bit more typical for winter, and we'll likely see those afternoon highs falling back into some 20s and 30s across a fair amount of the Midwest. Northern areas will probably see some teens for highs. This will all occur late in the weekend and early next week. We'll look for the low temperatures at night to fall below zero into the upper parts of the Midwest, mostly the Dakotas and Minnesota, maybe some negative teens in a few locations there on the backside of this event on Saturday or Sunday mornings. And then we'll likely look for single digits and teens occurring down into parts of Iowa, maybe teens into Kansas and Missouri, and eventually across the Great Lakes region when the cold finally gets into those areas early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.